Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And today it is all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you know, it is Jesus' birthday, and we want to honor him today. To all of our listeners, I want to say to you, Merry Christmas. You know, It is through Jesus that we live and breathe and have our very being, and we can never, ever pay him back for all the great things that he has done for us. So today, we're having a party over here at Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams. You were just listening to Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. And today, we don't have a special guest. You are a special guest, and we're going to open up our phone line so you can call in and you can give your birthday greeting to the Lord. How about that? This is his party, and it's all about him. So if you want to call in, our number is 917-932-1720. Again, the number is 917-932-1720. I know for me, when I reflect back, I know that I would not be who I am. I would be nothing without Jesus. And I thank him for coming into the world. I thank him for dying on the cross. I thank him for providing for me and for being all that and then some. How about that, listeners? I just love him so, and he means the world to me. So if you love him so, and he means the world to you, call in and give your birthday shout out to the Lord. Now, we're going to go into playing another song in honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think that this song is so appropriate because it is Jesus is the Reason by Kirk Franklin. So sit back and enjoy. Again, tweet, text, call somebody and tell them to tune in for the birthday celebration of Marketing Ministry, the radio show, in honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Kirk Franklin and Jesus is the Reason. I love the part when he says Santa Claus don't have nothing on this, because we know that it's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we honor him and we celebrate today his birthday. Our phone lines are opened up for you to call in and celebrate with us at 917-932-1720, and we have our first caller on the line, and this caller is from area code 703. Merry Christmas, caller. State your name and your shout-out and your love and your adoration for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas. This is Tanya Dallas Lewis, and I just want to make sure that I focus not on the gifts under the tree, but the gift that hung on the tree. So Merry Christmas,
all right.
Jesus. Happy birthday. I love you. You are everything to me and more, and while I have breath in these lungs, I will live for you and sing for you and tell a dying world all about you and how much you love them. So Merry Christmas to Jesus all day.
Hey, man, you know, you said something, Tanya, that was so important. You know, it's not about what we receive today, because it's not our birthday. It's
That's
about
right.
Jesus, and we need to give him unto him, not just today, but every day. And so I just want to encourage everybody to call in and to remember on this day, it's all about him. You know, ask yourself, what am I doing for the Lord? So I appreciate you, Ms. Tanya Dallas Lewis, I hope that you are having a wonderful day, and we thank you for calling in. And is there anything else that you want to say to encourage our listeners?
You know, the holidays, I just want to send a shout out to the Williams family. They lost their mother this past Saturday, the 18th, and she would have turned a very young 56 on Sunday, December the 19th. So I just want everybody to be encouraged, and, you know, there's still hope, and the hope is in Jesus Christ. So even though some of us are sad and mourning, you know, the loss of loved ones and remembering people who are so special to us, you know, just hang in there. God loves you. And prayerfully, you know, for those of us who have a covenant relationship with him, we will see those loved ones again. So Merry Christmas to everybody, and Merry Christmas to you, Miss Wanda. I love you.
I love you, too. And thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, listeners, remember, our phone lines are open at 917-932-1720. You can call in and give your birthday shout-out to the Lord. Just as Tanya was sharing with us, you know, it's really all about Him. And we know that everything that He allows us to go through is for our perfecting. And we may not understand it in the beginning, the end, and maybe sometime, you know, not even in the middle, but He has it all under control. And no matter what trials you have been through, remember that God has been more than enough to you. He's never forsaken you. He's never forgotten about you. He intercedes and He prepares for you daily. And we just want to honor Him. You know, don't be pouting because you didn't get the car or you didn't get the coat or whatever. It's not about that. It's about celebrating what Jesus gave to us, and we want to honor Him today. And we're going to take another musical break right now as we have our birthday celebration unto the Lord, and we're going to play The Real Meaning of Christmas by The Winans. So sit back and enjoy, and don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I'm ready to just really have a great time here. We got a few more minutes here.
Amen, and welcome back to Marketing Ministries Radio Show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to The Real Meaning of Christmas by the Winans. And as I've been sharing with you throughout the radio show, you know, today is all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is his birthday, and on today we celebrate that. And I just want to give you a word for today. I want to read with you and share with you out of Luke 2, 9 through 12, and it reads, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And that's what it's really all about. You know, as Christians, we just don't celebrate Christmas. You know, we appreciate the birth, the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection. We appreciate all the things that Christ did for us. And I don't know about you, but I just love him so. And I never want to take for granted what he has done for me. And so today we celebrate and we honor him because he is just so amazing. And if you don't know him today, I want to give you the opportunity to accept him into your heart, you know, to receive salvation according to Romans 10 and 9 become a part of our happy family, because you cannot live a better life than living it in Christ Jesus. And I know somebody's going to say amen. So we just want to honor him and lift him up and magnify him because he is worthy. And, you know, again, I can't say enough. I'm just so excited to be a part of this party and to host this party and to let the world know how I feel about my Savior. So we have another caller on the line from area code 314, and we're going to bring them in. And caller, thank you for joining our birthday celebration. What's in your heart today?
Hey, man. Hi, this is Shanita Jones, and I am just celebrating Jesus on this day. It's such a blessing to know that we have a Savior that was born just for us, just to die on the cross that we may have a life, and I am just glad about it. I want to share it with the world, that everyone have a very Merry Christmas. Spend time with your family, enjoy family, and celebrate Jesus on this day.
Oh, Shanita, I appreciate you so much for taking the time out your busy schedule to join our birthday celebration for Jesus. Isn't he all right?
He is wonderful. I had church this morning. I went and had a good time and just bless and magnify God because Jesus is the reason for the season. We all know it. It's this common saying that we say, but truly he is, and I don't want anybody to ever forget it, you know, with all the gifts and food and everything that's going on, but we have to give thanks and honor and glory to God, our Savior.
Oh, you said a mouthful there, Shanita. You know, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just so full, today. Because, you know, it is truly, you know, everybody was asking me, are you going to do your radio show? It's Christmas for Christmas. I said, yeah, I'm going to do my radio show. What better day to do my radio show than on Christmas?
Yes.
So I can honor Jesus. You know, he's done so much for me. Y'all going to have me shouting over here. You know,
I sound
like the old people, but he brought me from a mighty long way. I wouldn't
Hallelujah.
Be nothing without the Lord. You know,
thank you.
My business wouldn't be nothing. I wouldn't have the clients I have. You know, the favor wouldn't be up on them. The favor wouldn't be up on me. Because, see, I have a relationship with him. I have enough favor for my life. I've blessed my whole world.
Amen.
I'm excited. So I'm having church, Anita, all in my church.
Amen. Well, I'm glad to be connected. They say where two or three are gathered together, he is in the midst, and I stand in agreement today with you that we will celebrate and honor God and bless his holy name for the many blessings that he has given us that we don't even deserve, but all honor and glory goes to him because he's wonderful and great. And awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Stir me up in my spirit here at home. Going to church
again. Oh, you know, I'm ready to run around. You know, I'm ready to run around over here. I'm ready to share some things because he is awesome. And, you know, and that's one thing I want all listeners to know. When you start magnifying and worshiping God, you know, the word is so true that says when the praises go up, the blessings come down, you don't know what's going to happen today.
Amen.
And I know somebody listening is going to receive a Christmas miracle today. That very thing that you have been, that you have had placed before the Lord, some of those things that you even prayed to mention, God has taken those things and he has turned it around. I know Ms. Tanya Dallas Lewis was talking about, you know, she lost her supervisor today, at this week, at a very young age. They had her homegoing service on Saturday. But see, God has everything in control.
And
when
he does.
We think that, you know, things are so sad as we're losing somebody we love, you know, through the midst of that, God will perfect and do some things that you couldn't even imagine. Because he's just that awesome.
Yes, he is. I mean,
he
literally, he's everything, you know, everything that we need. The song says it, you know, for song about everything. But it's literally, God is everything that we need. Anything that we can desire, everything that we need is found in him. And so no matter what we go through, our ups and downs, no matter what, he's there. And he's going to be there to supply our need according to his riches and glory. And he's everything, all sufficient. All power is in his hands. So, I mean, that alone, you know, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Thank
we
you,
do.
Jesus.
We do. And I appreciate you. You know, I just want to share with our listeners that Shanita is an awesome psalmist, just the same as Tanya Dallas Lewis. They both have projects out that are so anointed and that really will bless you. So you want to make sure you support their ministries because these are two amazing and dynamic women of God, and God uses them mightily. And so I am so honored that they took the time out of their Christmas day not to do anything for Wanda Adams, but to give praises and glory unto God.
Amen to the King. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for this time. And I appreciate, you know, all that you have done for me and allowing me to come on the show. And I just want to let you know that you have a blessed, blessed Merry Christmas. Have, you know, continue to bless God and, you know, stir up the gifts, you know, even within us, you know, the praises. Because sometimes, you know, we may sit around, but when someone else is praising, it's contagious. It gets to you just now, you know, with you being excited, I'm excited. With you, you know, being joyous, I'm joyful because now I stand in agreement with someone else. And so continue. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing this show and honoring God. I know that he is proud.
Oh, thank you so much, and you continue to have a Merry Christmas, and you go out, Miss Shanita Jones, and you be victorious, because I know God has opened many, many doors on your behalf, and I know 2011 is going to be greater for you than 2010.
Yes, ma'am, I receive that. Thank you.
All right, be blessed.
Okay, you too.
That was Miss Shanita Jones calling in and giving her Christmas shout-out. And remember, listeners, this is all about Jesus today. So if you want to call in and give a shout-out to the Lord, our phone lines are open at 917-932-1720. Again, the number is 917-932-1720. And we're going to take another musical break, and we're going to play Have Yourself a Merry Christmas by Terry Carroll. You're going to love this.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be outside. Have yourself a
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, listeners, isn't that something to be excited about? You know, this is why we celebrate Christmas, because Jesus is truly the reason. Now, we're going to take another musical break as we celebrate our Lord and Jesus Christ's birthday. If you want to call in and give your birthday shout-out, the number is 917-932-1720, and we're going to listen to Call Him Jesus by Mary Mary. Enjoy.
So I don't know what you call him, but I call him Jesus. That's what I call him. just listened to Call Him Jesus by Mary Mary. I know somebody out there need to say the name. I need to hear somebody say Jesus, because this is truly all about him. And I know if that song didn't get you up out your seats, nothing will. Well, you know, we're coming down to the close of our show, and I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank everybody in our chat room that took the time out to join our birthday party for Jesus and to celebrate with us. I take nothing for granted. I appreciate you so much, and I just believe that you will continue to have a merry, merry Christmas, and that you will continue, even after this show is over with, lifting up the name of Jesus. Make sure you tune in to us next week, where we celebrate and bring in the new year, and we recap the top gospel songs of 2010, and we will have some very, very special guests on the line. And as I close out today's show, this is one song that really says it all for me, and I know as it blesses me, it will bless you. Again, have a Merry Christmas, and enjoy Simply Redeemed by Isaac Carey.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. You know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect, oh, but I have been. Somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it. You have been. Somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him. Accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed. Crashing to the floor. glorious way, simply redeemed.
Merry Christmas, everybody. See you next week.